The world lost one of its most inspiring minds last week.
I have been enormously privileged, through my work, to be able to contribute to our understanding of the universe. But it would be an empty universe indeed, if it were not for the people I love, and who love me.
Stephen Hawking, the theoretical physicist who gave us a brief history of time and roamed the cosmos from his wheelchair, died at the age of 76. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. Tributes poured in. "Have fun out there among the stars," said Barack Obama, who had honored him with the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 2009. At that time, Obama had said,
"From his wheelchair, he's led us on a journey to the farthest and strangest reaches of the cosmos. In so doing, he has stirred our imagination and shown us the power of the human spirit here on Earth."
NASA's official Twitter account said, "May you keep flying like Superman in microgravity as you set to astronauts on space station." Hawking had experienced microgravity on a zero-G flight that freed him briefly from his wheelchair.
"For me, this was true freedom. People who know me well say that my smile was the biggest they'd ever seen. I was Superman for those few minutes."
But India's science minister, Harsh Vardhan, a medical doctor, made headlines with his tribute to Hawking at the Indian Science Congress.
"We recently lost a renowned scientist, a renowned cosmologist, Stephen Hawking. He also emphatically said that our Vedas might have a theory which is superior to the Einstein's theory of E is equal to mc squared."
Had Stephen Hawking, who died on Einstein's birthday, really compared the theory of relativity to the ancient Hindu sacred books, the Vedas? That caused quite a furor in India. Malcolm Perry on the governance panel of the Stephen Hawking Foundation told the Indian newspaper The Telegraph, "I am certain that he did not support the claims made by your minister that our Vedas might have a theory which is superior to Einstein's theory of E equal to mc squared." It turns out a Facebook page which uses Hawking's name and picture but has nothing to do with him made the claim. Perhaps the minister got it via a WhatsApp forward? It would be comic, except it's not the first time an Indian politician has tried to claim India first on science. Narendra Modi, the Prime Minister, once said, "The ancient Indian myths had the first examples of stem cell research and plastic surgery."
"Koi to plastic surgeon hoga us zamane mein, jisne manushya ke sharir par..."
After all, the Hindu god Ganesh has an elephant's head transplanted on a human body. The ancestors must have known plastic surgery. The problem is, in the desperate desire to see a golden past, we end up looking ridiculous. The science writer Simon Singh, asked to comment on Hawking and Vedas and the science minister, said, "It's sad that instead of writing some words to celebrate Professor Hawking's life, I have to waste time responding to nonsense comments from a nonsense science minister." But insisting on seeing science in every myth, trying to prove every myth as ancient fact, masks a modern insecurity, says mythologist Devdutt Pattanayak.
"And therefore there is a lot of low self-esteem in people, and they want to prove that their sacred books are not imagined. So, in, for example, there's a whole Christian movement to search for Noah's Ark and to present Noah's Ark as history."
Because they are afraid that what is imagined is not real and thus somehow inferior. In the desperate rush to make factual history out of our grandmother's stories, these culture warriors denigrate something far more powerful, the power of imagination.
"But in today's world, imagination is a bad word. You're not allowed to imagine. Everything has to be real, whatever that means. And real is that which is measurable."
That's why the Indian government's Ministry of Culture is spending millions trying to prove that the battles in the Indian epics Ramayana and Mahabharata were real and not imagined. Yet there is a rich tradition in ancient Indian science worth celebrating, with a physician born in 300 BC who wrote a medical treatise, and a 5th century astronomer. These are things to be proud of without needing to make up stories of plastic surgery of the gods. The Vedas are rich repositories of wisdom, but they don't have to go into competition with Einstein piggybacking on fake quotes from Stephen Hawking. Instead of trying to rewrite the past to claim credit for stem cells or to one-up Einstein, why not build a future that's truly limitless?
Although my body is very limited, my mind is free to explore the universe. There are no limits to the human spirit.
This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.